Hello?
Hey, is Ed in by chance?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Ed, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and actually follow up. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some good borrowing history you had with Wells Fargo a few years back. It looks like we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there was any plans for growth in the near future we could help you out with.
What's the interest rate on that kind of money?
It's just going to kind of depend on what it was you were looking to do on which program and kind of what direction you were headed towards. Was it more on the equipment or the capital side?
Well, I'd say like $150,000 for 4 years. What's that cost me?
Yeah, so depending on the length of the term, the majority of the weight
would
be 4 years, you said. Honestly, it's tough to tell you a specific number just based off of that. It usually starts right around 10 cents on the dollar, but it can vary from there. What was it that you were needing the capital there for?
I was thinking about a hydraulic excavator.
Hydraulic excavator. Okay. Yeah, I mean, were you looking for capital for that, or were you looking to just get some equipment financing?
Just equipment financing.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually if you're able to do it through the equipment side, it's much, much cheaper than the working capital, just because on the capital side it is unsecured, so it's a little bit riskier. The equipment's more heavily based on your credit, and you're usually able to get much, much lower rates through that program. When were you looking to maybe bring this hydraulic excavator on?
Anytime.
I see. And is that $150K new or used?
That'd be new.
That'd be new?
Okay. It's a smaller one, yep.
It's a smaller one. Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we could get the ball rolling on there for you. What is one of those types of pieces of equipment make you guys per month?
It makes probably 10, 15 grand a month.
Okay. Business been good for you guys
this
year?
Probably better than that. Yeah.
Okay. And are you trying to add that excavator onto to the business, or was there one that was kind of breaking down on you that you needed to replace?
Add.
You wanted to add on? Okay. And are you going to be needing to hire like new employees there for the increase there on the equipment and business, or is everything still operating?
Yep.
On? You're going to be looking for employees as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely get the ball rolling there on the equipment. If you were going to be looking for some capital just for operations or payroll or anything like that with this transition, it's also something that we could look at for the business down the road if that was something you were looking to pursue. I know you said as soon as possible, but did you have like a project coming up or a deadline on when you were looking to bring this on?
No, I'm just trying to get what your interest rate is going to be on the $150,000 excavator, new,
mm-hmm.
for 4 years.
What's your credit look like? Good, bad?
Like 720 or something like that.
Okay, so you're above the average. And then how long you guys been in business over there?
Oh, like 30 years.
Wow, so you guys have been through some tough times, ups and downs.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. That's actually extremely impressive. Have you guys have you gone to your bank to look for financing or a vendor before? Or?
No.
Okay.
Well, I can get it through CAT.
You've gone through CAT before?
Yeah, lots of times.
What were they able to get you over there?
Just tell me what your interest rate is.
Yeah, I mean, on equipment, it's usually in the mid-single digits starting, and then depending on how your credit looks and how your cash flow looks, it'll vary. It can go up or down.